Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. Our guest speaker today is Bishop Joel David Trout. We want to truly thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join Bishop Joel David Trout as he begins his message.
The presence of the Lord is here today. I feel a divine unction to function this morning. I'm not here for church as usual. This is not the hour for us to ask God for an encore. God said, I'm much better than that. I'm the God that creates. Many of us are looking for what we used to have years ago. And God is saying, don't limit me to what I did yesterday. And the only thing that we have certain right now is uncertainty. The only thing certain right now is uncertainty. And in fact, God would have it so. In fact, I can see God pleased now that we're scrambling trying to figure where he is and what to do next. There's nothing worse to God than a people that thinks they've got him figured out. We had our services planned, the time we would come in, what's going to happen at 11, what's going to happen at 11:15, 11:19. We knew who was going to wear what, where you're going to be sitting. The shape of the seat had formed to your... Since we've been out of the building, the foam has gotten back to its original shape. Because we're right where we need to be with God. You know, there's something about us that wants to know what's next and what's going to happen next. And you're dealing with God. And so today, I'm excited for you that are here. Thank you, Pastor Lady Solomon, for this invitation. My son, for being here today, Pastor Cephas. But I'm here to do some work this morning. Knowing and having friends that have passed and died, connections and connections of connections, don't take our time together for granted. If we're able to come together, then we need a move of God here today. And I want the anointing to fall on me, as the song says, sweet anointing, fall on me. You know that song? Sweet anointing, fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Oh, anointing fall on me. Fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Come on and clap your hands right now. Come on and create an atmosphere.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sweet anointing. Breath of the Father, breathe on us, anointing, arrest us where we are right now. Arrest the disturbed spirit. Cleanse our hearts. Make us new in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If we've learned anything, we should have learned that we are to value every moment that we have with one another. We are to value the moment that we have around the Word. The times have already signaled to us that there is coming a suppression of free ideas and free speech. Open your eyes and your ears. It's coming in like the ocean that threatens to come on the land. And it's coming in closer and closer to one day this door that has been opened for ministry will not exist. And we will be relegated to our own homes as we have already had a test run. So it's good for us to love each other when we can see each other. Thank you, Jesus. And to appreciate the moment. Today I want to encourage you. I feel an unction and an assignment and a push from God to speak to this hour. My theme today is for such a time as this. Everyone say that. For such a time as this. There's no greater moment than this moment. I want to help you answer the why question. With people dying close to us and escaping here to the point that we cannot even celebrate their life. Last week, a local pastor, one of the oldest and largest churches here in San Diego, unexpectedly dies. It doesn't have to be COVID related. It can be that time. So with that as a sobering factor in our thinking, let's make sure we can answer why we're here. Do you know why you're here? I don't mean just here in the building. Do you know why you exist? Oh, God. One of the most tragic things is for people to exist without having the why question answered. Today, the Word has an answer for us. The ultimate why has to do with the sovereignty of God and His master plan. In the book of Revelation, the fourth chapter, if you want to understand the why, go to the last book in the Bible. He calls the end from the beginning. God wrote the end first. And then started on the beginning. So that no matter what happens in the middle, it always ends where God's plan ends. That's why it's called Alpha and Omega. Lord have mercy. We get stuck in the middle. The Beta, Theta, Omicrons, Omega, Psi, Phi, Nu. He's the Omega, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. So He's already told us, John the Revelator saw a vision in Revelation 4. He saw 24 elders falling down before Him that sat on the throne and worship Him that lives forever. And they cast their crowns before the throne. You see, it's important for you not just to make it to heaven, but make it with a crown. Because there's going to come a moment when we're going to give glory and honor to God. And it's honorable for you to have something to give him. Not just I'm here, my God, but I'm going to give you my crown. And so no matter what you accomplish in this life, it's so that I'll have something to give God. Lord God Almighty, he gave me a life. But look, God, look at all these souls behind me. I'm going to give you the crown, the soul winner's crown. My God, I didn't just make it to heaven by myself. I'm going to give you glory and honor. My God, I built something for you in this life so that I'd have something for you. Only what you do for Christ, Christos, will last. And John shows us this picture of the future. And they shouted, "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power." God is going to let us live through many different administrations in government so that one day we'll say there's only one who's worthy of the glory and the honor and the power. It matters not whether you're Democrat or Republican or liberal or libertarian. The fact is, no man can receive glory and honor and power but he that sits on the throne. And one day we're going to be glad. We won't be red and blue, but we'll be white. Hallelujah. What do you mean white? John said, "I saw a number that couldn't be numbered, that was robed in white." And what did they say? He said, "I saw the 24 elders saying, 'You're worthy.'" Finally, there's a candidate worthy. My God, I don't care who you vote for. You got to close your nose and hope for the best. But finally, we got a candidate who said, "The government will be on my shoulder." He said, "You're worthy to receive glory and honor and power, for you have created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created." So now we understand what the master scheme has always been. God is creating all things for his pleasure. Lord have mercy. Thou hast created all things for thy own pleasure. Nothing exists without it factoring in God's pleasure and his glory. What do you mean pleasure? Not just that it satisfies him, but when someone is working at someone's pleasure, it means you're not covered by the union. Lord, have mercy. The union can't protect your job. When you serve at the pleasure of the boss, that means he can fire you when he wants to. You come in when I say come in. You don't work certain hours. You serve at my pleasure. So when the 24 elders praise him, they said, "Hey, you're the big boss. You're El Jefe." You know what that means. Comprende? Everything was created for thy glory and for thy pleasure. They are and were created. So as that as a baseline, then you're to understand that no matter what goes on in this life and in this world, everything exists for the master plan of God. Glory to God. Even evil will honor God. Sin, my God, and depravity will serve to show the grace and the mercy of God. Lord, have mercy. You don't understand God's mercy until you see him have it on the worst of us. I hope you understand what's happening. Even now, everything serves at his pleasure. So guess what that means? That each one of you has a role to play in God's grand scheme. Lord, have mercy. You serve at the pleasure of the king. My God. You're not here because your mama and your daddy got together in a 56 Chevy in Roar Park. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. No, mijo, you're not here because they locked eyes. You're here because God had a plan. And then he sought out to create people who would fit in the plan. Lord God Almighty. God didn't create you and then say, now what am I going to do with you? Oh, have mercy. God didn't create you and then say, give me a minute and I'll figure out what to do with you. Lord, have mercy. You're not an afterthought. You are a forethought. You were predestinated before the foundation of the world. Before he laid the slab on earth, Lord have mercy, he already had you in mind. Earth was created for you. Lord have mercy. You were created in his mind. You were already done. And guess what God factored in? He factored in your own stupidity. Lord, have mercy right now. He knew you would have some years, some months, some days when you would get stuck on stupid. But God didn't stop with his plan for your life. Lord, have mercy. There's some things we stumbled into and some stuff we created. God said, I still want you. Oh, hallelujah. Aren't you glad God factored in your ignorance, your ratchetness? Oh, Holy Ghost. He factored it. He baked it in the cake. Lord, have mercy. He baked it in and said, I still got use for it. God even found use for manure, Pastor Cephas. If God can figure out the benefit of manure, he can certainly use me. Don't y'all back up now. And so God says, you are created, as the 420 elders said, for thy pleasure they are and were created. So the plan of the enemy then is to get in the way of God's pleasure. Not just God's gratification, but his plan is his pleasure. He's sovereign. So one of the taxes he uses is your mind to have you chasing for your life, for your why. As to why am I here? Let you get so messed up that the devil make you think, you see, God didn't love you. Why would God let you get molested if he really loved you? Why did you lose your daddy at a young age? God doesn't want you. To make you think that there's no purpose for your life. Now the devil cannot take your life. My God. But what he'll try to do is get you to cancel yourself. Either by doing something so terrible that you certainly say, God certainly don't want me now. Or to try to take yourself out. You know who I'm talking to. And if you didn't try to do it, you thought about it. My God. Or some of us, we were afraid to do it, but we go backdoor our way by just making sure that we wouldn't take care of ourselves. And maybe I'll just slip out of here one day. I just won't take care of myself. And maybe somehow that'll get me a quick and easy pass out of here. Because I cannot answer the why. Oh, God. But the devil is a lie. Because I came here loaded for bear. I have the answer to your why here today. Why you were created. The Apostle Paul said it in Romans in the 9th chapter. He says, can the thing created, can the pot say to the potter, why have you made me, Lord God Almighty? Hath not the potter power, Romans 9:21, over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor? He says, you don't have the right to say, why have you made me thus? He says, the potter has the power over the clay. And I can determine why I made you thus. So for the next few moments, I want to share with you a revelation that God gave me that will help you discover what your why is. Are you with me? God gave me a revelation in the scriptures that will help you determine why you were made. You see, there are roles in the scripture that are always consistent throughout the history of man. And these roles are filled by individuals, but the role continues even when you die. So you can just put another name in that role because that role is needed in creation. And you were called upon to fill that role in your generation. Glory to God. But that role, that mission is needed in the earth. And the Lord showed me this is how people can understand their why. Show them the role, and then they'll say, now I see why I was created. Now, for some of you, you are only to fulfill this role for one moment in time, and then your role or your mission is done. But you don't have to die. You see, some people think, once I've done what I'm called to do, then that means God's through with me. No, it means that you were created to fill this role. And the rest of your life, call it credit. Lord, have mercy. Now, some of you are saying, I don't know why I'm here, and don't realize you've already completed your why. And you don't even realize it. And you're wondering, what am I going to do? I don't know what my why is. And today, I'm going to give you an answer. For some of you, you're going to say, oh, my God, I know why I was created now. You see, it's possible to know. God, when he called Paul on the road to Damascus, he told him immediately, you're called to minister to the Gentiles. Before Peter got filled with the Holy Ghost, Pastor Fee, he said, I'm going to give you the keys to the kingdom. When Jesus was walking by the fishermen, he said, I'm going to make you fishers of men. Lord, have mercy. See, it's possible to know what your why is in this life. So I want you to think in these terms. Some of you, your role in this world is to be a mender. Everyone say mender. In other words, you're like a seamstress. And when she sees a hole in the clothes, she knows how to take her sewing needle and to make it look as if there was never a problema. Or they know how to patch it so that there's no apparent break. Some of you, your role in this world is to take disagreements between peoples and bring unity, as Barnabas was in the New Testament. Barnabas was always trying to bring people that were fighting back together. So some of you, you're called to be a mender. In your familia, you're the one that is always bringing the peace. You're the one on the job always bringing the reconciliation. Some of you are menders. Some of you have a mother role to fill in the earth. Mother meaning it doesn't matter whether you're a man or a woman. But as a mother, you bring birth to things. Hallelujah. You birth ministries. You birth businesses. You birth a child who changes the world. Many times people don't know who the mama was, who the grandmama was, who the great-grandmama was. But I can tell you about a girl named Ruth who is from the tribe of Moab. She is from a tribe that was birthed out of incest between Lot and his daughters. And Israelites hated the Moabites because they were considered unclean. But Ruth followed Naomi to Israel. She said, your God will be my God. Well, Ruth married Boaz. And Boaz and Ruth had a son named Obed. And Obed had a son named Jesse. And Jesse had a son named David. David! Y'all not hearing me. We don't understand what Ruth's role in the world. She never built a building. She never wrote a book. She never sung a song. But her job was to bring, oh God, to birth, my God, David. And Jesus said, I'm a son of David. Are y'all hearing me? What's my why? It may be just to bring birth to a deliverer. To bring birth to a business that changed the lives of 1,000 people. Lord have mercy. To birth a mission. Lord God. To birth a young girls center. They might not give you recognition, but they'll give recognition to the one that carry it on. But somebody, Sister Yolanda, had to give birth. You want to know what your why is? Some of you are menders. Some of you are mothers. Are y'all still with me? Some of you are considered a muse, M-U-S-E. A muse was in Greek mythology. There were 9 muses, and their job was to bring inspiration to the arts. So in Greek mythology, they think that the arts were inspired by these muses. In other words, they're the ones who inspire. Thank you, Jesus. And some of you, God has created you to be the inspiration. Hallelujah. There's something about you that unlocks the potential in other people. Your words inspire people to do greater. You might not have finished high school, but you inspire other people to go to college. Y'all ain't hearing me. Lord, have mercy. You're able to push people to do things that you didn't even do. And that's your role in the earth. That's your why. Hallelujah. The devil has you messed up, wondering and crying. Nobody appreciates me. Nobody loves me. And I need you to stop for a moment. And I want you to think about all the people that you've inspired to do great things. Lord, have mercy. To do things that you failed at. Oh, my God. Hey, Messiah. I failed at it, but I can help you do better at it. Lord, have mercy. You might have failed at marriage, but guess what? God will help you inspire someone else to hang in there. I should have took piano lessons, but I quit after 5 years. But I will inspire you to become a concert pianist. Some of you, your why is you to inspire. You're that one that looks past the smile of the pastor. And God uses you to come to him. And say, Pastor, I just want you to know, I'm going to tell y'all something. Listen to me. While I was sitting here getting ready to preach, someone hit me up on my DM. A young man I don't know who lives in another state. And while I'm sitting there, he said, Pastor, I just want you to let you know that this morning God told me to pray for you. I don't even know him. But he sent me a direct message while I'm sitting there. I just want to let you know that you were in my prayers today. God told me to lift you up. You don't know how that blessed me right there. Inspiration. Somehow you're able to inspire the pastor. Give him a word. That's your why. God said, I got to keep him fresh to help these souls. And you don't realize that in eternity when the rewards are going around, God's going to say, you're going to get a reward for that soul because you kept the pastor inspired so that he can reach another soul. In football, they have a full sack and a half sack. I didn't do it by myself, but someone set him up to run into me. Lord, have mercy. So they have to give me half a sack because I tackled the quarterback. But I didn't do it by myself. Lord, have mercy. But guess what? Over a year, they add up all those halves, and you end up with 15 holes. What is your why? Some of you are the muse. You're the inspirer. Some of you, you are the middleman. My God. The middleman is somebody who has experience and connection on this side. but also has experience and connection on the other side. And God will use you to bring this one together with this one for them to then make a deal and you walk away. This one would never know that one had it not been for you. Andrew in the Bible, Lord have mercy. Most people don't talk about Andrew, but Andrew was the one that brought Peter to Jesus. Andrew knew Jesus. Andrew knew Peter. Peter didn't know Jesus.
Lord have mercy.
A, Andrew didn't know C, Christos. B was Andrew. So B brings A to C and steps off the scene. Peter gets the key to open up the church. And all Andrew got to do was sit and say, good job, Peter. Because Andrew knew his role. He knew his why. My why was just to bring those two together. I don't need the glory. I don't need to stand up on the day of Pentecost and say, but I brought Peter. You know what the glory was? In seeing those 3,000 souls saved on the day of Pentecost. And Andrew could say, thank you, God, I fulfilled my why. That's why I'm created, to bring these two together. Another why is a messenger. Some of you, God has called you to be the messenger. You're the one to take the message to your family, to your friends, to your coworkers, to your neighborhood. Somebody has to be the messenger. And it don't have to be the perfect one among us. Jesus talked to El Chica at the well. La Chica at the well. She had 7 essays, okay? 6 essays. And she met the 7th one. His name was Jesus Christos. Jesus talks to her, gives her life meaning. She runs into the city as the first preacher, evangelista, and tells the whole city about Jesus. Mary Magdalene, 7 devils. Jesus delivers her and turns her into a messenger. She preaches the first gospel message. He's alive! You know what it means? That means being a messenger doesn't mean you have to go to school to learn la Biblia. All you have to do is give the message. Jesus saved me. He can save you. Jesus delivered me. He can deliver you. What's my why? Why am I here, God? Give the message. You still got the tattoo on your face, the teardrop on the side of your face. Lord, have mercy. You got the skull and crossbones on your forehead. Lord, have mercy. You want me? Yes, I want you. Because when you walk in the room, they're going to listen to you. What's my why, God? Messenger. Somebody, the light's coming on in your life right now. The light's coming on. It's like, oh, I see it. There's many more, but I'm going to give you one more. And that's, you know, they all begin with an M. And the last one is Messiah. Messiah? I thought there was only one Messiah. There is only one Savior. But God will use individuals to help deliver other people. And it brings to mind a young girl named Esther. Esther was a beautiful girl who was chosen in Israel because she was more beautiful than all the others. The king's wife would not submit to him. Vashti. So he sent out a decree to Israel. Find me a beautiful wife that'll do what I say. Esther was chosen out of all the girls and brought into the court of the king. She was cleaned and bathed for a year. 6 months with sweet things, 6 months with bitter things. So she was clean inside. And they detoxed her and cleaned her up for the king. But there was a nefarious plan. There was an evil plan in the land to destroy the Jews. And the plan was hatched in such a way by Haman to make the king sign a decree that all the Jews should be killed. Esther's uncle, who had raised her up and mentored her, he got word that the king is going to have all the Jews killed. And he sent a message to Esther. Esther, they're going to kill us all. And guess what? Don't think you're going to escape. In Esther, the fourth chapter, he says in verse 13, Mordecai, think not to yourself that you will escape in the king's house more than all the other Jews. For if you hold your peace at this time, then shall their deliverance and enlargement come to the Jews from another place. But thou and your father's house will be destroyed. And who knows whether you've come to the kingdom for such a time as this. You know what he's saying there? You were placed in this role for such a moment. Not because you were cute, but because God needs someone in this moment to save his nation. And he says, if you hold your peace, God said, I'll find me somebody else who will fill the role. You don't do it, God's going to save his people. But who knows whether you've come to the kingdom for such a time as this. You're alive in 2021 for such a time as this. Aki, you are here for this hour. And I know sometimes you want to hide and crawl under your bed because it's getting crazy out there. But God allowed you to live and be alive for this moment. This moment. He says, so don't hold your peace. You see, some of us, God has created you for one thing and one moment. And that thing is specifically for you to do. Now, when you do it, it doesn't mean you die. You keep living. But you have the gratification to know I was there when he called my number. Some of you are going to be operating for a lifetime in your role. From the time of your youth to your old age, like Joseph, from the time he was a child till he was a grown man. Samuel, from the time he was a child, he was in the limelight his whole life. Others, like Simon of Cyrene, were standing on the side of the road, and Jesus comes with a cross on his back. And he is summoned from the sideline for one thing. Must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free for one moment? You see, some of you are standing on the sidelines and the Lord is passing by. He says, I need you for one moment, Lord God, to sacrifice yourself for me. Can you bear this for me for a moment? You can go back to your life, but I need you to be a sacrifice here. Some of you, you've already done your why. You birthed something. And the devil has you trying to figure out, what am I here for? And it's already been done. So you can go from searching to shouting. From complaining to worshiping. Because I thank you that you use me for that moment. Lord, have mercy. Thank you, Lord. I'll never forget standing at the bus stop at the age of 17 years old, waiting on my bus. The young lady, Cynthia Reed, is there. And I began to share with her about Jesus Christ. And she didn't know about baptism in Jesus' name and the Holy Ghost. And I shared the gospel to her. Years later, I run into her. Man, you don't know. But I got the Holy Ghost and I got baptized in Jesus' name. And now I'm a minister of the gospel.
That's right.
So now I understand why I didn't have a car at that time. I needed to be riding the bus. Y'all better hear me right now. Oh, how come my washer and dryer went out? Because there's a soul sitting at the laundromat. Hey! That needs your washer and dryer to be broke. Watch this. Instead of being angry, start looking for, there must be a why here. God must be doing something. Why did I lose my job? There must be a divine reason why. Why did I lose my house? Uh-oh, God must be ready to do something. Why am I sick? Oh, God, what you about to do? Oh, my God. Hey! Because I was created for his pleasure. And for his glory. That's my why. So when things are going bad in your life, there must be a why. Ooh. Thank you, Jesus. This must be a why. Okay, what you about to do, God? Come on, show me, show me. Because after you start witnessing, let me tell you something. I witnessed on the back of a bus to Sagan Penn. Y'all don't remember him in the 80s. Sagan Penn was a young man that got in a and saying, okay, I get the why now. My life is not on accident. It's on purpose. Everyone say with me, my life is on purpose. I know why I'm here. Thank you, Jesus. If you're here, guess what? You made the wake-up list today. For January 10th, 2021, there is a list that's gone around in the universe. And when the list was passed down your street, your name was still on the list. Lord, have mercy! If you ever get a peek, you'll see some names crossed off. You'll hear the ambulance stop down the street. Lord, have mercy. And you know, ooh, they didn't make it through the day. That's why when you wake up, thank you, Jesus. When you go to sleep, thank you, Jesus. And it starts all over tomorrow, thank you, Jesus. You go to sleep, thank you, Jesus. God help you and God bless you. This year, I want you to come to terms with your why. Accept it. Speak it. Now I know why I'm here. Whew. Some of you, your why is going to last for 30, 40 years. Some of you, it's going to last for 30 minutes. But it's still important. Glory to God. It might be 30 minutes to God. I just need you for 30 minutes, and you can go back and do what you used to do, Sister Minor. And just keep on doing that. But for these 30 minutes, I need your life. That's why Paul said, present your body a living sacrifice. Holy, acceptable to God. Which is your reasonable service or act of worship. Stand with me right now. Thank you, Jesus. God bless this church. Bless this church. Hallelujah. Raise your hand if you're having doubts about your why and purpose. Just raise your hand. If you still have some doubts, you don't know. No sé. I don't know yet. I still have mucho preguntas. In the name of Jesus. Hota, open her eyes. Open her eyes. Hoti yamasa. Hota mamasika. Today, open hektamahai. Open her eyes to see the glory of God on her life. That you've been there all along with her. Your life has purpose and meaning. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh. Some of us have to be the caretaker. The caretaker. It's like, why is it that I'm the one that's always left caretaking? I've got 5 brothers and sisters, but it fell on me to be the one that takes care. And for some reason, you're the one that's able to provide care in such a way that even the doctors wonder, how are they doing so well? Because of your care. But I'm going to take it a little further. Some of you have even been called upon to care for your ex. Somebody that's no longer in your life that did you wrong, and you're called upon to come in and care for them. Only God could give you that kind of mercy and grace. Care for your father who left you when you were a child. And now the tables are turned. And you're the one that's left to care for him. It's your why. You're looking at it as a death sentence, but actually it was the why. Because without you, that person will never know what the grace and mercy of God is like. So I'm going to show them what my mercy looks like in someone who should lead them alone. So I'm going to use you to be me. That's your why. Hey, my mama. Yeah. Oh, God. I know we look at it as, are you mad at me? But for some reason, you always have the grace to do it. So you're saying, why me? But then you actually do it. And while you're saying, I can't do it, you're actually doing it. At the same time, you're saying, I can't do this, God. I don't understand how this is supposed to work. And you're doing it while complaining that you can't do it. God is showing you grace. My grace is sufficient for you. That lot had to fall on someone. And in my eternal plan, you're it. Y'all remember playing tag?
Yes.
You're it. Why me? Romans 9. Can the pot say to the potter, why? No. Because you were called for this role in my big plan. And I can't wait for that day in heaven when we're all sitting around heaven's big screen. And God says, roll tape! And you'll see. And all of humanity will have an aha moment in life. Oh, wow. It's like the first time seeing you in a movie as an extra. So that's why I had to do that. And that's why this had to happen. And at the end of the movie, the credits will roll. Director, God. Executive producer, God. Yes. Producer, God.
Amen, amen.
Music arrangement, God.
Amen, yes.
Title role, God. Extras, humanity. Well, I want billing next to you. No, I don't think you want billing next to God. Then we'll understand it better by and by. Lord, I thank you for this group today. I'm praying for your grace to be upon each one of them. I'm praying for free days coming ahead where they will have freedom in their mind, liberty in their spirit.
Yes, Jesus.
Hiya! Because the why question has been answered. Their future days will be better than their past. Because there's going to be a peace that passes understanding. As to why it had to be this way. Why did this have to happen in my past? They will get the answer. They'll get that answer today. As to why. God says, no more why. in the name. It had to be that way to bring you to this point. You had a role to play. Hallelujah. And you played it. My God, you could have destroyed somebody, but you didn't do it. That was your role, to hold that and to pray them through it. Glory be to God. Come on and give God a praise right now. Come on and thank Him. Hallelujah.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them, and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.